This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jen Victoria on the air at 7 past the hour. The story of Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, who was giving a speech at the Seeds of Hope dinner in Sacramento. Last night, he finished the speech. He was walking around shaking hands. 32-year-old Sean Thompson came up to him and shoved a pie in his face and then punched him.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, pie and then a punch?
Yeah.
That's a double P. Come on. Did he poke him in between the eyes like the Three Stooges? No.
It does sound very Stooge-like.
It does, right?
Yeah, it does. Who does that kind of stuff anymore?
I have had a really sinister desire to always to like throw a pie at somebody. But I don't want to do like the cop out whipped cream in a pie tin. I want to throw an actual pie with crust at somebody and like rub it in. Yeah.
Well, it looked like.
Can I do that too for your birthday, Dougie? It would be so awesome. Do it for the show. We could periscope it.
What? You're going to do... Hold on a second, Richie. Yes. All right, that's good.
Can we have a moment of silence for our careers? Apparently our sound effects are really topped off.
Okay, so the mayor of Sacramento was assaulted. The police got all worked up about it.
Excuse me.
It was serious and scary. We're talking about it like it was funny, but it wasn't, because the mayor was basically attacked by this guy. He got arrested assaulting a public official, which is a felony in California. He was treated for minor injuries. Apparently it hurt his nose because the back end of the pie plate whacked his nose.
Boy.
He got cleaned up. Yeah.
I would imagine the punch probably didn't do him any favors either.
No, probably not. This guy was an NBA basketball player. An all-star with the Phoenix Suns.
Hmm.
Also played.
So this is a very brave person who's probably assaulting at least a 6'5" man, right?
Yeah, big guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not, and nobody knows what the offense was. I don't see anything here that figures into why this guy was upset with him. Although there were claims when he was younger of sexual abuse from a woman who was a teenager at the time he played for the Suns, and somebody said that this was related to that. After all this time, you got to wonder about that.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of strange things happening, when you think about the relationships that you have, Jennifer has a relationship, and Victoria's got a relationship, Richie's got a relationship. So what would you do to show the person that you loved how much you loved him or her? What would be the most, how far would you go to prove to your better half, your other half, that you really loved him or her? What would you do? Jennifer, what would you do?
Some grandiose gesture?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know that that's necessary. I mean, look, if I'm not living my life with love in it every single day, then, I don't know. I mean, I think that those things are overdone. Like, I was thinking, the skywriting, that stuff disappears. I want something that means something, like, in the everyday, to feel supported and loved and taken care of. I don't know. I'm not one of those grandiose gesture kind of people, I guess.
So you'd never want to be proposed to on a scoreboard type thing?
No.
Now, if it got me on the field at the Dodgers game, Dodger World Series, maybe I'd like fake it, but
no.
Didn't Kanye rent out all of Dodger Stadium to propose to him?
He did, yeah. See, I would want to do it during a game so that I could actually like get the benefits of like meeting like Vince Scully before he retires or something.
All right. Here's the story of Janet Brooks, 22-year-old woman from Claremont, Florida. The Palm Beach Post reporting that she was arrested after she told police she'd been kidnapped at gunpoint in the parking lot of an apartment complex, shoved into the trunk of a car, and left at the dog track. the surveillance footage from the apartment house saw her walking out of the building, not being held at gunpoint, and then returning unarmed. When she was confronted with the evidence, she told deputies that she made up the story because she thought that another woman was interested in her boyfriend. She wanted to see if he truly cared about her.
Oh, wow.
So she makes up this kidnapping story to test her boyfriend's love.
Wow.
That is quite a test.
She was released on $2,000 bail, faces a couple of other charges, and nobody knows who her boyfriend is and whether he put up the $2,000. And certainly after something like this, how would you react to that? I wouldn't want...
Well, I would probably break up with her and
exactly.
That would be item number one.
Then I would change my name and my phone number. Yeah. I mean, clearly she's a psycho.
Yeah. So, well, and people get that way. I guess you get that way when you care about...
When you're a psycho, you get that
right,
way.
Yeah, when you're a psycho. That's it. All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, no psycho, but expert in medical knowledge information. The studies that have been done this past week, what are there that's important to you in the way of medical news stories? We'll check on that from him in just a few moments' time here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen. Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Attention shoppers, follow the flashing blue light to Superstore, now on a new night, Thursdays on NBC.
Superstore, last season's surprise hit, funniest comedy on TV, moving to Thursdays on NBC here.
And after Superstore, hey!
Thursday has a two-for-one laugh bargain, adding the new comedy, The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. It's a super good Thursday, beginning tonight on NBC. Boom, drop the mic.
You drop the mic, but you also broke it. I ain't paying for that microphone.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay 2 or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at Vantage Hotels.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with an overview of some of the important medical news this week. Stress and women's fertility. I actually read a study on the plane last night, Ken, about women and stress versus men and stress and how men die of cancer created by stress and women don't. I don't know that that's connected to this.
Women probably die of heart disease from stress.
Absolutely. Yeah.
people, women especially, who recur early after treatment from heart disease. It's so often due to stress, mental stress. You got to get rid of it. It's so important. Annals of Epidemiology this week expands the issue that stress has significant effect on whether a woman gets pregnant. High levels of stress, Doug, around the time a woman ovulates decreases the chance of pregnancy by more than 40%. Women seeking to get pregnant should work on stress management techniques first.
Does it make a difference how old a woman is in terms of this study, Ken? Or would
No.
you think there would be an age factor in this as well?
I think it's important at all ages.
All right. Let's go one more leap here with the stress management, because there's another study about managing stress and how it works when it comes to dieting. This looks like it's pretty interesting stuff.
Exactly. Molecular Psychiatry Journal this week, Doug. Stress could undo some of your healthy food choices. Stressful events from the day before appear to eradicate any health benefits a person might have gained from choosing a breakfast rich in the good monounsaturated fats as opposed to a breakfast loaded with bad saturated fats. So, again, mental stress is so important for good heart health.
All right, so then there's another layer or level of stress. Mothers who have children that have special needs, like autism, probably plenty of other things, but autism is what the focus is here of this study and what that does for your heart.
Another example of why getting mental stress under control is so important. This is out of Brain Behavior and Immunity. This week, women with autistic children, very stressful opportunity, who report chronic stress are more likely to have high levels of bad cholesterol, Doug, and fewer cells that protect the vascular system from damage. These are called circulating progenitor cells, putting these mothers at higher risk for heart disease. Mothers who report more positive family interactions over the course of a week have more progenitor cells, suggesting less stress can help the body repair itself.
All right, smoking and what it does to your DNA. I can't begin to imagine that people only, at older ages are still smoking because of all the information like this that's out there.
Doug, I was in Rome, the European Society of Cardiology meeting, delivering a paper, and you see so little obesity in Europe, but you see so much cigarette smoking.
Right.
This is out of Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics. Smoking cigarettes can leave a lasting imprint on human DNA, altering more than 7,000 genes in ways that may contribute to the development of smoking-related diseases. For those who stop smoking, the good news is most genes recover within 5 years of quitting.
All right, let's open up people's blood vessels. You're the cardiologist. The way to do it is to use superbeats. But can you explain what actually happens to the blood vessels, to the vein? It's arteries, not veins, that carry the blood out of the heart, right?
Exactly. The arteries carry the blood away from the heart, and the red blood cell carries the oxygen from head to toe that the body needs. It's the currency of energy development. Well, every cell in the body needs continuous delivery, receipt of oxygen. And for the red blood cells to get into the pipes, the pipes have to open up, the arteries have to dilate, and the arteries dilate on command when they're brushed with the third gas of the body, nitric oxide, which the red blood cells also carry. They deliver the nitric oxide, like a garage door opener. The blood circulation opens up, but the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks of nitric oxide, the dietary nitrates. That's where superbeats and Neo-40 are so important.
I take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 to get yourself lined up for the Superbeats protocol. Get started. Order a 3-month supply. Get a 4th month free. 800-655-4183. Order it now. Superbeats. 800-655-4183.
Love is life.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Find in common with several moldy, oldy, goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. The boys, remember V'ger from the first Star Trek movie? People thought that was just made up for the movie. No, there really is a Voyager. Actually, there were two of them. Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. They went out in 1977 on a long journey. And with it were some earthly sounds that were programmed. And so now the folks at NASA have come up with a record project that has a lot of the earthy sounds, like Chuck Berry and his guitar, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, A Baby's Cry. These records are flying through space billions of miles away from us at this point. The discs that contain all this music were mounted to these two spacecraft, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, and set on this journey. Carl Sagan and his Billions and Billions of Stars stuff, also a recording of that. Louis Armstrong, Blind Willie Johnson, but some of the pop music that was popular in 1977. That was the year this song came out by Louis Armstrong. I remember this, even though I was doing talk at the time, I used this song because it was such a feel-good song. It's only 2 minutes and 7 seconds.
It's a beautiful song. It reminds me, we used it at both my grandmother's funerals, and it just makes me want to cry.
Well, I told you, if you can peel me away from the microphone, and there's... Well,
after we're done stuffing you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or record my voice so you can just play it over and over and over again for years.
Not only
by Willie Johnson. All of these songs and others are in the Voyager Golden Record that was set up. This is fascinating stuff. That NASA got down into the weeds enough to do something like this. Who knows who's going to live? Hey, is it just an effort, or do you think somebody's actually going to find Voyager going to land someplace sometime, and there are going to be beings on the planet that are going to listen to this and wonder, what is this?
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, they call it music for aliens, and there's scientific information, medical information. I mean, they really were very comprehensive when they put these two discs together to send out into space. It's kind of an interesting idea. But now you can actually buy the records, which is a Kickstarter project.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
So there's a box set that has been a year in the making, and now the Kickstarter campaign was just launched, which will go toward paying to produce this thing, because the costs were pretty high, licensing the music, that sort of thing. Now, this is a limited edition cloth-covered box set, including three translucent gold vinyl LPs, a digital download card, a lithograph of the record's cover, and this all, let's see, you can donate $98 on Kickstarter. They're trying to raise $55,000, I think actually a couple of hundred grand, in order to do what with this stuff?
Well, that'll produce it, and then if you donate, if you're one of the early donors on Kickstarter for $98, then you'll be one of the first people to get the box set, and it'll be much more expensive to buy once it's produced. That's the sort of benefit of Kickstarter programs. You get in on the ground floor.
The first kid on your block to own the new Voyager Golden Record 40th anniversary edition. You can, I don't know where you go to get it, though. You have to go to Kickstarter. If you
Kickstarter,
want to
yep.
Early.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. 28 past the hour.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012. There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others like multiple myeloma are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit the vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Howdy doody!
Howdy!
It's howdy doody time! Howdy to Victoria Keith and Jennifer Horn. This is McFadden that controls our studio in Washington. Men with beards are viewed as being more attractive for long-term relationships than men who do not have beards.
Mm.
Men with stubble.
Say that one on me again about men with beards.
Men with beards are viewed as being more attractive if you want to have a long-term relationship. Study in the Journal of Evolutionary Biology. You agree?
Yeah, I like facial hair. Sometimes there's something creepy about a guy who doesn't have facial hair because you go, ooh, how old are you? You know what I mean? Like they have the baby face thing
going.
Excuse
me?
I think that's exactly what the study is about.
Hold
that
on
men
for
with
a second.
Beards are seen as
manly,
real men and adults. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So if I grew a beard, you'd think that I was more masculine than me in my reality without
a
beard.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Really? You should grow a beard, actually. Can you grow a beard? Is that a possibility for you?
Excuse me?
Oh, I don't know. Do you get facial hair?
I
see that you have a light sprinkling, a smattering, if you will, of hair on your face.
Little bit.
I don't know how much you get.
I have a very heavy beard, I'll have you know, and I need to shave.
I'm not talking about on your back.
I'm just kidding. Cute. I don't like facial hair. I find that the present company or former company or whatever company it is, the preference was for clean shaven. I have had a beard, but not since I was... I mean, I've let it grow for a couple of days. When I was doing work this last couple of days, I didn't shave. I shaved yesterday when I got into the shower, but I didn't shave a couple of days before that. And if I'm working around the farm, there's nothing much going on, I don't shave.
Do you like how you look with stubble?
No.
Or with a beard?
No. I feel like I look much better with clean shaven.
Beards are really in with young people. Like people
Brendan
in their 20s.
Brendan has a short in beard.
You don't want like a scraggly sand beard. You need something that's very manicured.
I find it gets itchy. It's just itchy.
I hear men say that it gets itchy. A lot of my friends joke that I didn't start taking my boyfriend Lewis seriously until he grew a beard. And
really?
And my friends all joke, like, if he shaves the beard, what are you going
to
do?
So according to this study done by Dr. Barnaby Dixon, men with stubble who are clean shaven are viewed as a better bet among women who are just looking for a fling.
Better bet.
Really?
Because they have testosterone. Nobody's... We have proven reason. There's proof on their face that they have testosterone, so maybe that's why.
He says, our findings suggest that beardlessness may be attractive when judging long-term relationships as a signal of intrasexual formidability and the potential to provide direct benefits to women.
If you have a beard, then you have more testosterone.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Certain people who look better without a beard. Like, could you imagine seeing like Donald Trump with a beard? Like, we want him to not have a beard. Or can you imagine Bill Clinton not having? I mean, he can't have a beard. Luke Bryan, country singer, looks really good clean shaven. But I would say, all in all, if I were just in generalization, I think men with facial hair much better.
I never used to like facial hair at all, but as I've gotten older, for some reason now I find it very attractive. Like a short manicured beard. Yeah.
What about the hipster beards? Those things
How do you, when
bananas.
You rub your hands along your boyfriend's face?
I go, oh, this feels just like my legs. Okay, no, I don't say that.
Great.
So why I have my cat.
Increasing levels of facial hair associated with increased perceptions of aggression. Bearded faces perceived as being the most aggressive, while clean-shaven faces were rated as being the least aggressive. And as facial hair increased on a linear basis, so did female ratings of masculinity and dominance.
I think this is very basic evolutionary stuff. I mean, this is women who want long-term relationships. You know, you think about having kids, and you know, this is the guy who's going to protect the family. I think there's a lot of evolutionary stuff involved here. This is basic biology, I think.
Really?
For women, yeah.
Huh.
The other thing that helps men a lot?
News to me.
Baseball hats. Every man, for some reason, there are two things that you can wear that I'll be like, a baseball hat and a suit. I mean, every man looks better in a suit. Every man looks better in a baseball hat.
I love a guy who looks good in a baseball
Tricky.
Hat.
When I used to online date, men would have pictures up in a baseball hat. I'd be like, oh, he's cute. And then you'd see like what was really there underneath the baseball hat, which was usually nothing. But, but they always do. I don't know. There's something.
So how does this study apply, or your preferences, Victoria and Jennifer, as to hair on the top of one's head? I teased Jennifer the other day, I think when the guys were on the air from KRLA, Brian, the co-host of the morning that she works with on the local LA station, doesn't have any hair on his head at all. And I wonder what women think about having no hair on your head. Could you see yourself, Jennifer or Victoria, with somebody that was bald?
No, I'm a hairist. I'm a hair snob. Yeah. Yes, I can't do
certain
the bald
men,
thing.
Certain men can really pull it off. I mean, you look at some of the movie stars who've just chosen to do the bald
shave
thing.
Shave their head, yeah.
Yeah, and some people really can. I think it really depends on the shape of your head and who you are, but I think bald men can be really hot, yeah.
Did The Rock ever have hair?
Yes.
Yeah. Did it look weird? Because I think he is one of those examples. He looks
close cropped.
Yeah.
Close cropped, he would.
The Rock had. The Rock always looks good. Who are we kidding? He could have hair. I mean, he could have a
top
hat.
He's very handsome. Yeah.
He's a handsome guy. Right. And Vin Diesel's another one that's.
Is he handsome because he has a good face, or is it because he has a body that you desire?
I'm a face person, and he has a great strong face.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he has his face is character.
He's got amazing bone structure.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. All right, so what was the other question? I'm trying to think that...
I don't know. I'm completely distracted here. I'm going to have to excuse myself. What are we even talking about here? Are we doing a show?
All right, so I'm wondering about
Hey,
age,
I have some news
too.
For you. This age. Is breaking. You want
Wait
something?
A minute, hold on. Oh. No, I want to know one more question.
This is
about age.
Yeah.
As to how it affects. Do you think younger men are okay with hair? I'll never forget meeting... Megan had a boyfriend when she was working in New York before she met Matthew. She was dating a guy who was bald. And he was very unattractive. And I said to her, you know, she could tell by the look on my face that I was questioning why she was hanging around with this guy. So what's the old expression? The best offense is good defense. So she said, Dad, you're wondering why I'm dating this guy. He was shorter than she was. And I said, well, I'm not here to judge you. But I was curious what you found attractive about him. She said he's very stimulating intellectually. We read the same books. We talk about the things that we read and we enjoy. We go to the same movies. I find him very stimulating. And that is Megan married.
That's a classic.
Megan married a guy like that with hair.
By the way, that is so for me. Like, look, it's fun to look at good-looking people, good-looking men. It's fun to look at that. But, man, if you can't make me laugh and if you can't stimulate me, it'll be over in about 3 days. Like, I need someone who can keep me interested because I'm a fast thinker. You know, I have a lot going on. There's a lot always going on, and I need someone who can keep up with me. And someone who can't, it's pretty... It goes bad really fast.
Yeah. Does your guy have a beard, Jen?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him.
He actually doesn't have a face. It's a very bad story.
I'm not sure that
he just is really, really funny. He doesn't have a face.
He's right, very intellectually stimulating. How do we prepare for retirement? There's an interesting overview of how older workers are dealing with retirement. You may understand, you may be thinking to yourself, oh, I know how they're doing it. Well, let's find out if you're right in a moment here, 43 after the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of 6 or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Get to Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Focused on work at 46 past the hour, most Americans are working longer. I have decided that I don't have any interest in retiring. This doesn't fit me and my lifestyle and who I am.
Too bad, because I was getting ready to take over this show.
She's been twisting her little imaginary mustache.
My bad.
There's a little inside joke that goes with that. Anyway, for a lot of people who...
put my name in red.
Yeah, thank you. That's a short-lived concept. Anyway, the go-to retirement plan for a lot of older Americans is that they are going either back to work or they're staying at the job if they can. But a lot of it is predicated on the need for money and the need for benefits. I don't think there's any surprise here, except in this study that came from the Schwartz Center for Economic Policy Analysis. They have a monthly report on unemployment.
The Schwartz be with you.
Yes. And a lot of the older workers who are good at their jobs compared to those who don't like what they do, if you're good and you like what you're doing, there's no discussion about stopping. It's really very interesting. It's sort of like the only people who are retiring are the ones who don't like what they do, and many of them are going back to work to find jobs that they like.
Now, I take you to task on this, because my mom just retired. Yep. She was almost forced into it. My mom loved what she was doing. She loved teaching. She was a little sick of the kids' attitude, but she would have kept going. It's just the way that the system is set up. If she had kept going, she would have started losing money in her retirement, so it was almost like she had to do it because the timing was right.
Yeah. The unemployment rate for people over 55 is 12%. Unemployment rate in general is... I think about 4.7% now. That's not really a real number, because they're only putting onto that list those people who are collecting. We all know there are a lot of people who are off the list who are not working, that aren't collecting anymore, and so they don't even show up. So those numbers are all contrived. But anyway, the point of the story here is that a lot of people who are stuck in unfulfilling careers look forward to a retirement, early retirement, and then they're thinking about what to do for a second career. And that's why I think that there's also a study that was paid for by Merrill Lynch suggesting that retirees want to find something that they can contribute with, whether it's being paid or volunteering. But most people now are aware that if you retire and you become sedate, you will die fast. You will. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
If I were to stop, I need to be stimulated. What Jennifer said a few minutes ago about how fast her brain works. I'm fortunate and I have a quick mind, and I want to be stimulated, and I want to be at it all the time. That's why I keep doing all the things that I do. My life's no different now than it was 25 years ago. I'd like to think that maybe I might spend a little more time focused on something else or do things more with people that I care about than I used to. But as far as staying mentally active, man, that's the key. As much as being physically active is important, if your mind is not working, then you will fall apart quickly. And so what all this means when you're approaching retirement age is that you got to find something that you really like and figure out how much more money you want to make, because you have your Social Security, maybe you have a retirement or whatever it is. But think about what it is. Do a little exercise. Look at the things you like in your life to do. See if you can make money doing them. That's the best advice I can come up with. 10 before the hour. We'll be right back.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Theme from Happy Days, because it's Scott Baio. I never pronounced it. Baio.
Baio.
But it's spelled bio.
Well,
right?
Not really.
B-A-I-O. What do you mean
bio?
Not really?
Is B-I-O.
What are you laughing at, Chucker?
Nothing.
What's your problem?
How could a guy so young be that age, 56?
That's right. He was just chachi a minute ago.
Yeah, just a minute ago.
Yeah. All right, so Happy Days, and what that was. So, what's the story on a TV show? There ought to be, a TV show. Movies, TV shows, isn't that a concept that could cross back and forth?
Happy Days movie?
What concept are you talking about?
Well, Happy Days was a franchise. Wouldn't you say that it was a franchise?
Ran from 74 to 84, one of the most popular sitcoms of all time.
Okay. So there was never a movie, though, was there?
No.
All right.
No.
So is that really, could we come up with a concept that would give us a Happy Days movie? Would that work?
All new cast?
Yeah, I suppose you have to
put
a cast, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, listen, there's reportedly a Good Times movie in production or some sort of pre-production, so I guess you could do, if you're going to do Good Times, which I liked a lot, actually, you could do Happy Days. But anyway, Scott Baio was on that show from he was in year four until the end, so he was on that show 6 years. And then he did that only Gary Marshall could do, Joni Loves Chachi, which ran from 1 year, which was an awful, awful sitcom back in the day. Although it was the highest rated sitcom in Korea at the time, which tells you something.
Chuck, with those facts over there. Name,
Chuck, name the other show that Happy Days spawned.
Laverne and Shirley.
Okay, and one more.
Lansky's Beauties.
I don't remember that.
It came from Mork and Mindy, right?
And Mork and Mindy.
And Mork and Mindy also. Yeah, yeah. I think it spun off four different shows.
Huh. Well, that's like my radio program is going to spin off a Jennifer Horn Victorian show at any time.
All right, and, Chuck, he also did Charles in Charge, a show I actually liked. And he did a movie called Zapped in 1982, which I saw in a movie theater three times.
Right. Good for you, Chuck.
I love Chuck.
You need to get a life. All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment. Stand by.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
It's kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold,
Can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
And Chuck Curry, our movie man. All right, so what's in the movie news bag today, pal?
Filming has begun on the reboot sequel to Jumanji. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black star. Reportedly, it's a follow-up or a direct sequel to the Robin Williams film. I got to be honest, I love Robin Williams, but I was not a big fan of Jumanji. I actually do believe
weird concept,
they could do that one better.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got a chance. Sony Pictures released a trailer yesterday to Passengers, a sci-fi romance with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. It takes place in outer space, light years away. This looks really good. It comes out at the end of December, just 2 weeks after Star Wars Rogue One, which is not a great release date, but clearly there's a lot of star power, and the film does look good. And one other bit of new movie news, Antoine Fuqua, the director of The Magnificent Seven, next we'll jump into direct Scarface remake over at Universal, which should get a lot of play, I think.
Who's going to star in that?
No one's cast as of yet, but the Al Pacino version is immensely popular, so this one I think also will be popular because it's got a good director. This guy's a good director.
All right.
Go ahead,
Victoria.
I was just going to say the beauty blogs were, Twitter was all ablaze yesterday with the new trailer for the Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt movie, because apparently even in space, like, her hair looked too perfect and she never had any roots. So,
hard to believe.
You're supposed to get some roots unless there's a hair salon. That's true.
Hey, so Chris Pratt is Captain America, right?
No, he's the guy from Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay, all right. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Chuck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.